107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety. Good Tuesday morning. Fransman in the chair, Robin over there, Hurley over there.
We are here.
Good Tuesday morning.
We're all in our places with bright shiny faces.
Your adorable, adoptable pet of the week, brought to you by Pro Team Design. What do we got there? A smoky little cat with brownish eyes.
Okay, let's try this. Uh-huh. Hello.
Hi.
I haven't seen this one before.
Handsome.
Is it a boy?
This is a girl.
Oh, it's a girl. Hi, beautiful.
It's a handsome girl.
It's a pretty girl.
What is her name?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she may look a little bit familiar because this is Sid.
Sid?
Sid is back. Sid is fully vetted now. Sid had had her spay.
She's immediately settled into Laura's lap.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's come a really long way. When she came in, she was scared as anything, and she's come a long way.
Yeah, she's not scared at all.
Enjoys humans.
That's
animals
fantastic.
Can be a little bit scary.
How sweet is that?
But those bright eyes.
Bright gold eyes with that. She's got a really creamy gray coat. She looks almost like she's got frosted.
How did you acquire Sid, and where did the name Sid come from?
Well, Sid came from because we thought Sid was a male. We were just sure Sid was a male. And, of course, Sid was another one found all by herself. We thought Sid was male. And then when Sid became female, it's like, oh, well, Sid it is still.
Yeah, you're stuck with it.
She's just purring up a storm.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
She is
very pretty. So if you like the smoky gray.
What a great friend.
And she's teeny tiny.
Yeah,
she's just a petite little thing.
She has one of those dressy coats that are just really sharp looking with a little white spot.
She's new to the shelter?
She's been there a while. She came in really small, really tiny. And that's why we couldn't really tell at the time, male or female. And when we took her to the vet, they kind of looked at us like, female. Okay.
There's ovaries here.
Yeah. When they're that small, it's hard to tell.
It is hard to tell.
But yeah, Sid's been with us quite a while. While we worked with her and got all of her vetting done.
Because,
like you say, all of our animals are spayed, neutered, vaccinated, and microchipped.
Hip fixed and microchipped.
See pictures of Sid in the blog section of 1077theisland.com.
How much is it to adopt this little pretty girl?
Kittens are $100. Uh-huh. And, of course, as you know, everything goes to the vetting.
Yes.
And, kittens are $100, so you get a lovely animal that's vaccinated, dewormed, spayed, microchipped.
Yeah. I mean, all those things. So, if you were to just do that yourself, it's several $100.
It's several hundred dollars.
I know how that works.
And you have a bunch of volunteers who stand behind what we have at the building.
Yes.
Stand behind our product.
Yes. You put out a quality product.
We put out a quality product.
Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption, like Sid.
Like Sid.
The gray silky purr machine.
Yes.
Purrlator. It's the purrlator.
She's a percolator.
Percolator.
She's absolutely beautiful. I love her demeanor.
Yeah, she don't even want to go and like pull out all your plugs back there, or walk across your board.
She's
not as curious as other animals have been.
Not yet. She's like, wait a second. I'm going to check out the couch.
As I said that, she's starting to wander.
Now I'm going to check out the couch.
Is the white under her chin the only white?
I think she's got some white on her belly, if I remember right. Do you have white on your belly? Yeah, a little bit.
Look at your big tummy.
And your big tummy and your little tiny space gar.
It resembles a beer belly.
Oh, no, she's got a six-pack. Yes, you do. You're flat. That's hemi.
Portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Design. 20 years of screen printing, specializing in custom apparel with expert craftsmanship and personalized local service. 398-1154. See what they could do online. They've got a pretty extensive website with examples of the great work they do. It's proteamdesign.com. Robin, thanks for everything you do.
Absolutely. Thank you. And you remember what this Saturday is?
The Saturday would be October 4th.
Harvest of Harmony.
It's Harvest of Harmony already.
Yes, oh, wow. I know.
Already.
It's like this week is October already.
Yes.
I just blinked my eyes. It was 4th of July couple weeks ago.
Yes, it's. Ugh. And we are at Pretzel Maker. Pretzel Maker is doing a portion of their sales on October 4th on Harvest of Harmony. So come on out and enjoy some pretzels. And if you haven't had them, yum.
Oh, I have.
Several times?
Oh, man. I worked in the mall, so, you know.
Oh.
I managed Seifert's, it was right outside. Their kiosk was right outside my store.
Did we have one in Grand Island?
Yes, yes.
We did?
Yes. Yes, it was right there in the middle of the mall, right in front of the...
Now they have a standalone store, though. It's
Yeah, but they had it right in front of the movie theaters.
It's in the strip next to Walgreens.
Right? Okay. Yes. Yes, right around the corner from Pump and Pantry and Walgreens.
That's a fantastic smell.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot. I did not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.